You came to Gloucester in 2002, and you were still playing for South Africa at that time.
Not quite. No, I lost my spot really, sort of towards the end of 2001. They decided to play a younger player of color. Konrad Jankies gave him an opportunity, and that's sort of when my dad and I decided for me to look abroad, to look at opportunities overseas, rather than, you know, with the political environment in South Africa at that stage, we decided to pursue overseas opportunities and came over. So I pretty much wrote off my Springbok ambitions when I decided to move overseas. It's different now where players are allowed to still play for South Africa whilst they're based overseas. At that stage, if you decided to move, you probably pretty much gave up your Springbok career.
Mm-hmm. You had 18 caps altogether.
I did, and a couple on the bench, which I wasn't used. You know, again, the game has changed. Now, if you're in the group of 23, you're probably guaranteed a spot. I remember in that 2001 Tri Nations, I sat on the bench for three of those games, and I'm not being used as an outside back, which was disappointing at that stage. But I mean, the coaching change and the personnel change that, you know, sort of, I think the one thing that that stands out from my Springbok career is that the fact that I had three Springbok coaches in my short career at South Africa. You know, from 2000 to 2003, I had three different Springbok coaches, or 97, you know, with, if you look at it. So unfortunately, every time a new coach comes in, everything changes, and probably a bit of turmoil in South African rugby in that stage with coaches before Jake White then took over in 2004 and had a successful run.
Mm. So why Gloucester?
Why Gloucester? Well, it's one of the clubs that showed interest. I had a look at it online at that stage. Not a lot to find online, but no, I sort of recognised the area is enriched with rugby culture. It's there's a lot of agriculture in the area, so it sort of tick those type of boxes that, you know, that sort of resonated with me.
Do you work through agents at that stage, or were you doing it independently?
No, I actually sent out some independent videos, but I also had a friend of a friend over here that just started with his agency business. And he offered to help, but I said, "All right, fine. If you can find me something, that's great." So, I think Nigel actually had my video.
Nigel Melville
had my video at Wasps when he was still at Wasps. Mm. So, and then when he came over, sort of remembered I was on the list and sort of gave him the opportunity to come over here. I remember actually the day I signed, I was on tour with the Barbarians. We were down in Wales preparing for the Welsh match. It was actually our practice run against Wales. I think it was a Monday or a Tuesday because we played a midweek game. And I phoned a mate of mine up from Wales and said, "Mate, can you quickly drive me up to Gloucester? I just go need to sign my contract." So he left everything he was doing, drove all the way from West Wales and picked me up in Cardiff and drove me up here to come sign my contract.
Had you been to Gloucester before?
No, first ever time I've ever been in Gloucester. So
you came to sign the contract first.
First ever visit to the area. I mean, I think like a lot of South Africans, they come over to the UK or to England and all they do is stay in London. So, you know, with the previous tour I was in 97, in 99 when I came to support the Springboks in the World Cup, everything was London based, so I never really got out of London, so it was a real pleasant surprise.
I was going to say, what did you make of Gloucester after South Africa?
No, it's, I think you got to get used to the weather first of all, but now it was like, it's fantastic. I mean, I think the population density is a little bit different here. The houses are a little bit more on top of each other. It's not as spread as South Africa with, you know, the luxury we have down there. But no, it was like, you know, as I said, it's a rich rugby culture. It's an agricultural community alongside various other bits too. But, you know, there's a lot of things that resonated with me. So it was fantastic. And, you know, the hospitality of everyone was phenomenal. Sort of just embracing.
How were you welcomed by the players?
Yeah, typical to every new rugby club. You step in and there's characters in the team. I mean, there was still a strong Gloucester contingent playing. You know, I was lucky that Jake Boer was here, a South African, a fellow South African. I walked in, and the first face I actually saw when I joined in July was Wayne Diesel, which was the physiotherapist, and he was the Springbok physiotherapist. So another. You know, sort of familiar face. So having those familiar faces and shared culture was great. So to make it first couple of sessions, you know, guys like Vix and other Gloucester boys, you had to run hard into the bags because they measure you every new player that comes in, and you got to earn the respect. But it was a great reception, and you know, and this is the great thing, especially about that group of Gloucester players. We were a good bunch together, you know, great team that gelled. There was some international flavour in there with, you know, guys like Olivia Azam, Terry Fanalua, Robert Todd, Junior Paramore. So, yeah. You know, we just added to that, and that made for a really good mix of players.
Yeah.